This is On Location. I'm Tim Leitner. Today's episode comes to you on location from North Carolina, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and California. But first, On Location is produced by the NCO Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Mamlin and me. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Radio Public, among others. So subscribe today on your favorite podcast service and tell all your friends. Veronica Riley with Veronica Riley Training and Consulting hosts today's podcast and has an engaging conversation with Sandy Clore, President of the National Tribal Child Support Association, Division Director of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians Child Support Program in Western North Carolina, Lisa Skinnendoor, past president of the National Tribal Child Support Association and member of the Honorary Board, Vice President of Business Development at Systems and Methods Incorporated, better known as SMI, and prior to that, with the Oneida Nation in Wisconsin, and Jerry Sweet, the very first president of the National Tribal Child Support Association, board member, president and CEO of One Family Services in Indian Country, LLC, and previously with the Chickasaw Nation Child Support Services. It's going to be a great show, so stick around, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to another edition of the NCIA On Location podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the history of the National Tribal Child Support Association, also known as NTCSA. I'm Veronica Riley, and I'll be your host today. With me, I have three esteemed guests, Sandy Clower, Lisa Skinnendoor, and Jerry Sweet. They've all been integral members of the NTCSA group, and I'm really excited to have them here to talk to us today to share a little bit of the history of the organization. So if you guys all don't mind, Sandy, let's start with you. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Sure, be glad to. I'm Sandy Clore. I am the current president of the National Tribal Child Support Association. I have been for 2 years, and I had the privilege of being reelected, so I'll be serving for two more years now. I'm also the division director for the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians in Western North Carolina.
Thank you, Sandy. Welcome. Lisa, why don't we go to you next?
Sure. Thank you, Veronica. As you stated, Lisa Skinnendoor, I am a past president of NTCSA as well as a member of the honorary board, which is given to those that have served in the president's capacity. Prior to being president, I did a term as treasurer, and then prior to that, just a normal board of director. Currently, I work for SMI, and prior to that, I worked for my tribal nation, the Oneida Nation in Wisconsin, for 25 years, all of which was human service related, minus 6 months in sales and marketing in our casino. I was really fortunate that the last half of my career with my nation was in child support and being at the forefront of developing our tribal program. That, of course, is where I got involved with NTCSA, and I met the two wonderful people with me today. Thank you.
Great. Great. Thanks, Lisa. And last but not least, Mr. Jerry Sweet.
Thank you, Veronica, for inviting me. Just a short brief about myself. If I can be brief, I started the first child support program for tribes back in 1997 for the Chickasaw Nation. In 1999, tribes got together and we developed the National Tribal Child Support Association, which I was the first president and continued president for 6 years, I believe it was. I've served on board members current board member of NTCSA. I've been board member with ERICSA, honorary board member for ERICSA and NCIA. And now I currently have my own consulting firm that I work with tribes across the country to help them develop social service programs. So that's me in a nutshell.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir.
Oh, so, and I had the pleasure of working with Lisa and Sandy.
Thank you. So you touched a little bit, Jerry, actually, in your introduction on the history, you know, how we got started in the Tribal Child Support Association. But I wanted to go back for a minute. So I know, you know, we all are aware that the Child Support 4D program, right, got started in 1975. And there was no mention of tribal child support, right, under that legislation, Title 4D of the Social Security Act back in 75. And it looks like it was in, from what I gather, 1986, Perora finally authorized funding for tribal 4D child support programs. That's a pretty big gap in time. Anyone want to speak to kind of what happened there? Do you know what led up to the creation of actually getting funding and authorization to start tribal child support programs?
I'll share a little bit of history of the child support program for tribes and how it basically got started and the push that we've had from tribal leaders across the country that was beneficial in enforcing or encouraging Congress to pass something for tribes. As you stated, the child support program for states created was in 1975. Just an omission of tribes not understanding the process of how tribes work and everything, they were omitted in the original. In 96, when Perora came about, tribes were authorized to develop and receive funding for it. But that did not come easy. Tribes from the Quinault Nation in Washington State, Jose De La Cruz, I believe his name is, and I'm sorry I don't have it written down in front of me, but De La Cruz, Sarah Colleen, Sotomish, and some others met with Congress and said, look, tribes need to have this ability to do this. And then the Navajo Nation stepped in and said, yes, we need to be able to enforce child support orders for our members, as well as establish paternity and establish child support orders. So it was a collection of individuals across the country. Talis King George was a big part of that. Just others, I'm going to throw some names out, that were very beneficial in this in tribal governments. But also some of the state and federal officials stepped up and said, you know, this needs to happen. And so Lucille Dawson, who was a federal employee, she was the lead on this and said, this needs to happen. So it was a matter of people coming together and saying, yes, states are doing a great job, but tribes need to be able, because of jurisdictional issues, come together and enforce these orders themselves through their tribal courts. So that's kind of how it got started. I came on board in 1996 and then partnered up with Lucille in 97, 98, and started making things happen on our end to get it where it is now. It started with Chickasaw Nation back in 1997, 96, 97. And then now we've got 60 plus tribes who are new in it. So we have made a huge impact, but there's still more to do. And we didn't do that by ourselves. We did it as a partnership with our state governments, with our federal governments, and with our private entities out there.
Wonderful. And I imagine it wasn't easy.
It was not easy. Our biggest concern at first, if I may share this, our biggest concern at first was, why do tribes want to do this? And the states pushing back on us, because the states thought they were going to lose some money on their end. And it took us educating the states, but also educating tribes on how this was all going to work and educating their federal partners. Even they did not understand. So we encouraged the states and the tribes to meet together. The federal government hosted meetings together. And it was a challenge. In fact, one of my favorite commissioners was Judge David Ross. And his comment to me was, we was at RCSA in Savannah, Georgia. And he said, Jerry, nobody wants this program but you and I. You will find a wall to come up to. You can either go through it, over it, or you can turn around and go back. I encourage you to go through it. And so we found ways to go through it. And I'm glad that we did. His encouragement as a federal official kept us going. And he put us on different meeting spots so that we could educate states. And it has worked out. I think the relationship we have with our state partners now is amazing. Something that people thought would never, ever happen. but it has. And I'm very thankful for them.
Congratulations on that. That's a huge accomplishment. And like you said, there's over 60 federally recognized tribes, right? And then it spans what, something like 22 states?
Yes. I believe that's right. Is that right, Lisa? 22 states probably?
I would guess so. I don't know that figure off the top of my head, but I could guess.
Yeah. I don't either, but I think that's right.
Yeah. I got that off your website, so I hope. Yeah, but congratulations. That's a big lift.
But now I'm going to have to research that because you brought it up.
So then that kind of the history of the actual child support program for tribes and actually getting that over, well, through the wall. I'm going to use your, since you broke through the wall and you got it accomplished and you got the program established. Then now, what does the history of NTCSA look like? So you mentioned before that there was a gathering held at the Chickasaw Nation, right? And then out of that kind of NTCSA was formed or birthed, we could say. So does anyone want to talk about the kind of the history of how that came to be, why you saw the need for it, and how you made it happen?
So in 1999, George Thomas, who is a federal representative, she used the term that we were conceived in Mystic Lake, to stay with the child support language, in Mystic Lake, Minnesota, where 80 plus tribes gathered together. And she said to us, Jerry, we need to have, you need to have your own association. And so, and similar to what the states are doing. And so we, all the tribes, we came together, we talked about it, and they all agreed. And so we agreed at that time that we would meet again in Oklahoma in 2000. So we met in Norman, Oklahoma, 87 plus tribes. And we had our very first conference where we elected our president, secretary, vice president, and incorporated ourselves. And so fortunately or unfortunately, I became the president, the first president of the association. Martha Renville was our vice president. Linda Trussad was our treasurer. And Tammy Lorbecki was our secretary. And so from there, we just continuously grew. We continuously learned to educate ourselves, our state partners, our courts, our TANF programs, our federal representatives, to ensure that we stayed on focus on how best to provide services to our tribal families. And so even though it was created, or the first program was Chickasaw Nation, it was always our intent to help all tribes across the country utilize their sovereignty to provide these services to tribal members. So NTCSA has been a training facility, has been an educational place where we bring our state counterparts in to, so because they think it's just for tribes, but it's not. It's for all our folks. Anyone in child support can come to our conference and learn about how we work together as a team. And that's what it's all about. It's working together, tribes working with each other, but tribes and states working together as a team.
So now, Lisa and Sandy, I was curious, what are the current issues that you see that's facing, that NTCSA is dealing with? What are the current issues that the tribal community are really facing as far as child support goes? I know you have had some initiatives in the hopper with legislation, so could anyone speak to that?
I'll let Lisa speak to that because she's worked on that a lot.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I would say all the way back to probably about 15 years now, we've been very active in advocacy work towards tribal child support programs gaining access to the federal tax offset program. As everyone's aware, I think everyone's heard from us enough over the last 15 years that we don't have access to that enforcement tool, and it's really paramount to the child support program. It's often, and you know this, Veronica, just with your own experience, that that can be the only payment a family receives all year long. Mm-hmm. So we continue to advocate, and in the last, I'd say, handful of years, we've really developed a very strong partnership with our state counterparts through NCCSD, as well as through NCIA, and are trying to jointly lead the efforts. We did a joint resolution, our three associations, this past summer. We've done hill visits together now, and it is truly our hope that we get this accomplished during this session.
Thank you. Any other big things out there that the association is trying to tackle, or any issues that you guys are facing in the child support community?
We've been working on the match. Commissioner Gray has been wonderful to us, and we are so appreciative of her bringing that forward. As a part of the Tribal Directors Association, we have supported that, and NTCSA supports that as well to help us, because we have tribes that are unable to have their child support program because they don't have the money to do it. The tribes cannot kick in that other 20% in a lot of instances to make sure that they have a child support program. And some tribes have actually started programs and had to forego them because of that issue. So that's one of the things that we're very excited about. And we know that that has been bumped up. And Commissioner Gray told us last week that we're waiting a decision. We think it will be a favorable one for us. We want tribal children to be able to have all of the benefits that every other child has emotionally and financially. So we want to work hard towards doing all of those things, Veronica.
Absolutely. And Sandy, can you just, for those in the audience that may not be aware of exactly what you're talking about, may not be familiar with the match, can you explain that?
Well, what it is that tribes are 80-20. Once you're a comprehensive tribe, 80% federal and 20% tribal. And again, very small tribes that don't have a lot of members, then they are not able to provide that financial 20% piece. So this is to eliminate that match. We were hopeful that we'd get a 10% reduction, but Commissioner has asked for 100% to be federally funded, and we hope that happens.
Thank you. We will cross our fingers that goes through. That would be incredibly beneficial.
Yes.
I think we'll see growth in the program on the tribal side too, if that's accomplished.
Yes.
We've been kind of stagnant, sitting around just over the 60 mark for a long time now. I would almost say probably 10 years.
Yes.
And hopefully this will help generate more interest. And like Sandy said, some of those smaller tribes, it'll give them the funding they need to provide these services.
And just to give you an idea of that, Veronica, there are 574 federally recognized tribes in the United States, with only 61 having child support programs. And a lot of that could very well be because of the funding process. So that's our hope, is that we'll be able to get all tribes funded for child support programs.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's quite the disparity, isn't it? 574 versus 60-61.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We know the association's doing good work to make that happen. So let's switch gears for a minute and talk about one of the big events, I should say, that the NTCSA does every year, which is your annual conference.
Yes.
I have had the great pleasure of attending 2 Tribal Child Support conferences the last couple of years, and I had an amazing time, and I learned so much from you all and from the great workshops and the speakers. And I was just blown away by what an amazing experience it was. Is there anything you want to share about your conference?
Sure, be glad to. So this next year in 2024, NTCSA will be here at Eastern Band's home in Cherokee, North Carolina. Dates are June the 16th through the 20th of 2024 at Harrah's Cherokee Casino and Resort. We've been real lucky to get a very affordable $98 room rate, which we're very, you know, that's a good rate for all of us that travel and know that it could be up over $200, you know, some nights and all. So we want to make it affordable for a lot of folks to come. We want to be good partners for tribes and states and our federal partners. We feel like that we all can learn from each other. We offer things to states, and they offer things back to us that will help all of us. So we're hopeful that we'll have a really big turnout. I'm glad that you say that you've learned some things. So that's great, because I always come away from ERICSA and WICSEC and all those meetings, NCIA, usually with some, you know, some good ideas and some things that I hadn't thought about. So I think it's real important for us to be able to send staff, especially to these kind of conferences, so that, you know, they can have that opportunity as well.
And I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did not realize the first time I participated, and I've been in child support for longer than I care to admit, but I did not realize that non-tribal child support people are welcome at the conference and that we have plenty to gain by sending our staff to your conferences. So does anyone want to speak to that a little bit? So I'm not sure everyone really gets that. And I think that is important to highlight.
And I guess that for those of us on the board and all, we talked about this at WCSEC, you know, that folks didn't realize that they could come to the conference because they were not tribal individuals. This conference is for anyone and everyone that wants to learn more about how the tribes do their child support programs. You don't have to be a tribal member. You don't have to be with a tribe in order to come. It's open to everyone.
Excellent. Lisa, you have a look on your face as if you wanted to add something to that.
No, Sandy summed it up perfectly. It's just, it's always fascinating to me when we hear that people don't understand that they can actually attend. Right. And it really operates in a very similar manner to the sister associations and providing, you know, 4 days of training on relevant topics that not only touch the tribal programs, but also state and local programs as well. And we've been fortunate the last few years, we've had more and more participation from bigger states. So that's been fantastic.
Yeah. And I said, I learned a ton. And just even on that collaboration piece, right? What can I do in my own agency or my own jurisdiction to better collaborate with my tribal entities and programs? And even just that understanding piece as well, right? And your courts are doing a lot of innovative things. There's just so much good stuff going on. And speaking of good stuff going on, you have an annual fundraiser that you do, right? Within the conference. And if anyone wants to talk a little bit about that.
Lisa, you want to talk about it?
Well, we do a couple of different fundraising opportunities with NTCSA. We do, obviously, very similar to WCSEC and ERICSA. Each year, we support a local charity. And we find a local charity within the Native communities that where the conference sits and do different raffles or silent auctions, whatever is applicable or what by law we get away with. And to support that entity. And then beyond that, we also have a scholarship program that former past president Harlan, Marsha Harlan, developed under her tenure, which is to raise funds to support children that have gone through or been a participant through the child support program. And they can apply for a scholarship. It goes through that committee, obviously, and some vetting occurs that way. So we also do fundraising efforts to support that. And at the anniversary, our anniversary got delayed a little bit thanks to COVID, but our anniversary conference, it was renamed as the Jerry Sweet Scholarship Fund in honor of all of the work and dedication that Jerry Sweet has put forward in the tribal communities, which very rightfully so. And through all that, this year, we were extremely pleased and couldn't have been more honored. I don't want to steal Jerry's words here, but he might want to say something about this when WCSEC came forward and raised funds as well for the Jerry Sweet Scholarship Fund. That was just unbelievable. It touched my heart in more ways than you can ever imagine.
Yes, it did for all of us.
It did.
Yes,
very much so.
Well, you've all done great work. And I know as a member, the immediate past president of WCSEC, we were thrilled to be able to help participate in any way we could for such a worthy cause. So congratulations, Jerry Sweet Scholarship. I was there actually at that conference when they renamed it after you, and your speech was incredibly touching. And I so enjoyed hearing all of your stories about the history of tribal child support and the association and all the things that you went through to get to this wonderful point where you are at now. So.
It's been fun.
It has
been fun.
Good. It's been a fun journey. All right.
He's well, not done yet, Veronica. We won't let him be done yet. So
I don't think we should.
Nope.
We appreciate you doing this and letting us talk about our association.
Yes.
Well, we're incredibly excited to have it. And I really appreciate you all taking the time out of your busy work days to to give the NCA membership more education on the National Tribal Child Support Association. So thank you all so much. Really appreciate it. And we look forward to talking to you soon. And the dates of that conference again?
June the 16th through the 20th of 2024.
And people can go to your website to learn more, I would imagine.
Go to the website, yes. PortTribalChildren.org. Or if you just type in NTCSA, it's going to bring you up our website as well.
So. Perfect. Thank you all so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks, everyone, to listening to another edition of the NCA On Location podcast.
On Location is available on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you get your podcasts. We have a lot of great episodes on the way, so be sure to subscribe and listen to all of our previous episodes as well. We also appreciate your ratings, your feedback, your comments, and your suggestions. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to us on the contact link on our website. On Location is a production of the NCA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Mamlin and me. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Tim Leitner, and this has been On Location.